السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, he has granted us the blessing of dua. And we have discussed different methods of making dua. One extremely valuable and easy method of making dua, which we have not discussed yet, is that a person learns those du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are assigned to a specific time or a specific occasion. And then he recites them at that time and at that occasion. For example, he wakes up. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught du'as for waking up. He learns them, he recites them. He goes to relieve himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught du'as for before you enter the toilet, the place to relieve yourself. He learns them, he recites them. This is also a method of dua. These are all duas. Often we learn some of these when we are young. But at that time we don't really realize the value of them. If you look at the meaning behind them, then you will see that on the different occasions where we have learned the dua is, the wording of it is very, very comprehensive. It is, in other words, amazing. In short, short du'as, how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam manages to include. And they have so many virtues as well. You wake up. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Many of these du'as are, you know, we have learnt already. But maybe they're at the back of the mind somewhere. A bit rusty now from the days when we were young. So, this du'a, very simple du'a. And in all of the du'as which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, majority of them you can categorize into one of two types. One is those du'as where you are asking for something. Majority of them. One of those du'as where you are asking for something. For example, when you enter, before you enter the toilet, you say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the male and female shayateen devils. So you're asking for Allah Ta'ala for something, for refuge. One is that category. And this category is extremely valuable as well. And the second category is those du'as where we are praising Allah Ta'ala for some blessing. For example, after when we upon awakening, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا. All praises for Allah who gave us life, meaning He made us wake up again, after having given us death, after having made us go to sleep, which is similar to death in some ways. So you're praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. After you finish eating, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي أَطَعْمَنَا وَسَقَانَا. All praises for Allah who gave us food and drink, وَجَعَلَنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, and who made us Muslims. So both of them are very valuable. The du'as are of course valuable, and the praise is also extremely valuable. Because the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that whenever you show gratitude for something by expressing His praise, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more of that blessing. So you have eaten and you show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala by saying this dua. And we should, maybe we cannot learn the exact translation of every dua, but at the very least we should try our best the duas that we read on a daily basis, that in general understand what the message is behind the dua. For example, understand that Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. I don't know what the exact translation is, but I know that in there I am showing gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for food, drink and the blessing of Iman. So you make a habit of reading that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue giving you food and drink inshaAllah. Because لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala, He gives you more. So these du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very, very blessed. They are very valuable and they're very easy as well. If you make a point of when you wake up, I will read the du'a. When I go into the toilet, I will read the du'a. When I come out, I will read the du'a. Before wudu, I will read the du'a. After wudu, I will read the du'a. You don't have to take any extra time out of your day. Not even a minute extra. It's not even the case that before I enter the toilet, I will have to go to the toilet there and pause there for a few seconds. No, whilst you are going to the toilet, if you once you get the habit of it, you will already be reciting the du'a. By the time you read the toilet, the du'a is done. You are sitting, you are going to eat, whilst you are preparing to sit down, you will have read the dua. But these duas hold so many barakat. And if you read them regularly, you will see the barakat in your life. So, this is the first point, that these are duas. Many, like I said, there is a large proportion that we already know. So let us focus on those first. If we need to revise them, then you know, revise them. There are many books that ulama have written now that contain these masnoon du'as. Now they are very widespread. In fact, if you even take your the one of the maktab books of your children, you will find many du'as in there. So start with those and bring them into your timetable. It just requires a bit of attention. And the beauty of it is, once one du'a is in your system, it's become the habit, then you will read it all the time, then you don't need to worry about it. Bismillah wa barakatillah is in the system. You will read it all the time now. And you and I, because we sometimes you think, oh, it's not compulsory, is it? It's no big deal. Reading the, no, it has so many barakat. There is so many blessings to it. And we don't have time to discuss different du'as in detail, but many of these du'as have different virtues as well. And those virtues are very beneficial. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for example, that when a person wakes up, then an angel says to him that begin the day with khair, with remembering Allah Ta'ala. And there is a shaitan as well who says that begin the day with evil, by forgetting Allah Ta'ala. And if he reads the dua, if he remembers Allah Ta'ala in any other way, then because of that his day becomes filled with khair. So this is also something that we need to bring into our life. That those du'as that we already know, bring them into our life. And then after we have done that, then slowly start learning more du'as. What we learn when we are young is a small selection of the du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. There are many, many more. Off the top of my head, there will be at least hundreds. In fact, there are many occasions where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught multiple du'as for one occasion. When we enter the masjid, then we were taught, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. That is one du'a. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has actually taught 3-4 different du'as. We have them written in the door of our masjid as well. Simply, after eating, we have learnt one du'a. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually taught 3-4 du'as. So slowly, the du'as that you already know, they are in your daily routine. Then add one more every week, or one more every second week, one more every month, according to how easily you can memorize, and start bringing them into your timetable. These du'as will make your life in this world and the hereafter easier. So this is also one method of bringing du'a into your life. That is the first point that I wish to discuss today. The second point which I wish to discuss today is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us many du'as. And there are some du'as, and every single du'a of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is comprehensive. Comprehensive means, in Urdu they say, Darya Bakuza. It's an ocean in a glass. It's an ocean in a glass. Meaning that if you delve into it, there's so many du'as in one. So every single one of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as is like that. But there are some du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this quality of comprehensive, they include it even more so than other du'as. And these du'as in our supplications, when we make a du'a, then we should try to include them. And one of them is very famous, which we hear the ulama reading all the time. That Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min shari ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he once asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that you teach us so many du'as, but I don't manage to remember them all. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I teach you one du'a that will include all of them? Of course, Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he said yes. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this du'a, that Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, oh Allah, I ask you for every single good that your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for. Wa na'udhu bika min shari ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask you for every evil that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought refuge from. So it's a comprehensive du'a. It's an all-in-one. So these du'as like this, we should make a point of making du'a for them. We should maybe say them at the end of our du'a in case we have missed anything that was important. Make du'a in detail as well. Make du'a in detail as well. But at the end of your du'a, I make a point of adding this du'a. Similarly, another very easy and very famous du'a is رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That, oh Allah, grant us good in the world, grant us good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says that rarely was it the case that I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this du'a and this du'a, making du'a, and somewhere in his du'a he didn't mention this sentence, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Meaning pretty much every single du'a, he mentioned this sentence within it somewhere. And some sahaba have gone to this extent that I used to hear it at the beginning, during the middle, and at the end of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'a. So especially if we are short on time, then we can't ask for so many du'as in detail, then we should be even more pertinent in reading these. And in our general du'a as well, we should end our du'a on these. That is the next point. And the third point which I wish to discuss today is something that we should do at the beginning of our du'a. We have just discussed something that we should do at the end of our du'a. Now to discuss something which we should do at the beginning of our du'a. And this is something that we have already touched upon, which is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us some phrases which guarantee acceptance of du'as, which help our du'as to be accepted. As we mentioned, there are conditions for the acceptance of du'a. Sometimes, often it happens that we are deficient in those conditions. We don't have the level of taqwa. Or maybe there is some other deficiency in our focus in the du'a. So these words will, inshallah, they will patch those deficiencies up. And if there are no deficiencies, then they will help the du'a to be accepted even quicker, even more so. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a selection of these. But the first thing we should mention before we go on is that the best way and the most important aspect in making sure your du'as are accepted is that you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You listen to Allah ta'ala and He will listen to you. Imam Abu Nu'aym rahmatullah alayhi, a very famous author, he mentions an incident of someone in the time of the Tabi'in or Tabu' Tabi'in. He said that an elderly man came to our town, and I heard from people that the people started saying that this person, he knows al-ismul a'zam. What is al-ismul a'zam? Al-ismul a'zam literally means the greatest name, and al-ismul a'zam is a specific name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which if dua is made with it, it is definitely accepted. But in general, this name has been kept hidden. There are some things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, like for example, the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. Clues have been given, and clues have also been given for Ismul Azam. Maybe that will be discussed another time. But the exact date of Laylatul Qadr is kept hidden. So similarly here as well, what exactly Al-Ismul Azam, the special name of Allah Ta'ala, that when you call Allah Ta'ala by it, your dua is definitely accepted. What is it? This has been kept hidden. So of course, when something is a secret, then everyone tries to find it out. Curiosity is naturally within people. So this person, this elderly man, entered the locality, and people mentioned that, you know, he must have been a pious man, that he knows Al-Ismul Azam, the special name of Allah Ta'ala. So this person, he said that I went to visit him as well. And I went to visit him, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, how are you, etc. And then I asked him that, I've heard that you know Al-Ismul Azam, the special name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person said, that, do you want me to teach you Al-Ismul Azam? So I said, yes, most definitely. So the person, he said, he didn't teach him any name. He said instead that obey Allah Ta'ala, he will obey you. That is Al-Ismul Azam. Meaning he was trying to say that you come here looking for Al-Ismul Azam so that your du'as are accepted. I am telling you the method of getting your du'as accepted, which is that you obey Allah Ta'ala, and when you request him for something, then he will listen to you as well. So that point should be reinforced time and time again. That the more a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the quicker, the more his du'as will be accepted. But these words, they are here to patch the deficiencies in our taqwa. We are human after all. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us some words, and we will go through a list of them inshallah. But here, at the beginning, I just meant to mention one of them, which is short and very easy to remember. What is this one? This is the statement of Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam when he was swallowed by a fish. And his statement was, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. A very famous and a very powerful statement. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta, there is no deity except you. Subhanak, you're pure, you're perfect. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Definitely I am one of the wrongdoers. I'm a criminal. Meaning I'm one of the wrongdoers, I need your mercy. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he was swallowed by a whale, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him with this statement, that he mentioned it. And when he mentioned this statement, it was a dua. In the words are not a dua. There is no literal asking Allah ta'ala, but it's nothing but asking. It's like a beggar goes to a rich person and he says, you know, you're so wealthy, you have so much wealth, and I am so needy. So he hasn't asked for anything, but every word of his is asking. Every person understands that. So this statement, La ilaha illa, there is no deity except you, that means everything is your control, nothing is in my control. Subhanak, you're perfect. You can do anything you want. That is your condition. And what is my condition? Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am one of the wrongdoers. That means I am in need of your mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place in the Quran says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If this statement, which includes subhanak, which is this statement, Yunus alayhi salam hadn't said this, then لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, that fish would have become his grave. He would have stayed there till the day of judgment, meaning he would have passed away in there. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he said this statement, what happened? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا, we accepted it. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ, and whatever difficulty, whatever grief he was in, we removed him from it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the same manner, we give the mu'mineen salvation from their difficulties as well. Meaning that whoever says this statement in difficulties, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also grant him salvation. Yes, Yunus alayhi salam was very close to Allah ta'ala. So he said it once, and Allah ta'ala granted him salvation. We are not as close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we may have to say 10 times, 100 times, repeatedly for a few days, maybe for a few weeks, but it will result in salvation. So it is extremely beneficial for removal of problems. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that whenever anyone makes dua with the statement of Yunus alayhi salam, it will be accepted. So this is also a very valuable dua, you can say. And we'll mention some other examples of such statements which make our dua more accepted. But this is one that if you can't remember the others are a little bit more lengthy, some of them anyway. But this one is short. And it's very famous, so many of us know it already. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So a person should make a point of saying that at the beginning of the dua. That will inshallah go a long way in making his dua accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.